Everyone, and welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio. It's the Social Media Help Not Hype Show, and I'm going to pass this right over to Janice because she's got an experiment we're doing, and we're going to get started.
Well, all right, Dory. As we have started the show, as I was calling into the show today, my computer decided it was time to reboot right there, very second. So, and since the computer knows best, that should be a TV show. Since the computer knows best, I'm just going with it. This is a show I've been looking forward to. You know, a few years ago, I did what was called the Great Edge Rank Experiment. We called it the Great Edge Rank Experiment. Everyone was just really just trying to get engagement on their Facebook pages, as always. Some things never change. Trying to get in front of more of their targeted audience. Trying to, you know, get more visibility in front of potential clients, potential partners, people who would share their content. You know the drill. Everyone was trying, and so we invited small businesses to participate in a completely free experiment. This is something, there is no sales pitch involved here. This is truly just something for everyone's benefit, my benefit included, to gather pages and test out some different things in a controlled environment to see what was going to get more engagement on their Facebook page. And it was such a great experiment. I got to meet so many wonderful small businesses that I decided it's time to do it again. Now, the difference is this. A few years ago, everyone was just tired and struggling and just frustrated trying to get visibility. These days, people are outright angry and frustrated because Facebook has become a very algorithm-centered site. It's no longer a place where you can openly connect. You can openly connect, but for business pages, they use such tight algorithms now that it is just getting harder and harder to get visibility the old way. They've made 2014 alone has seen just so many changes to the Facebook newsfeed. Winston Churchill said once, to improve is to change. To be perfect is to change often. If that's the truth, then Facebook should be pretty close to perfect by the time 2014 finishes. I laugh, but you know what? I have been just as frustrated as business owners, and I've done, I've done a lot of work on Facebook and on other networking sites, and I get why they've made some of the changes, but certainly it can be very frustrating for a small business owner who's been relying on Facebook to get their visibility. At one time, they used an algorithm called EdgeRank, and it was based upon, they didn't tell us everything it was based upon, but it was based upon some factors that we felt like we could control a bit. You know, your relationship to your fans and the types of content you were posting. And, you know, we felt like we could control a bit of that to get more visibility, and it worked. We pulled together some small business pages. We tried some different things in an organized fashion and agreed to post on each other's pages and like and share and comment. And it worked out really well. And I think everyone who participated on a regular basis was really pleased with the information that they were receiving, because as we started getting back information from pages who were doing different things, we shared it with the rest of the group. So-and-so's doing this. It's working really well. Maybe you should try it. Somebody else is doing this, and wow, it's working great. You should try it. Somebody else did this, and it didn't work at all. Nobody touched that. You know, it became very much an open conversation, and we all had a really great time doing it and got some results. And I decided I wanted to do it again. But things have changed on Facebook. Things have gotten a lot more complicated. They've made a lot of changes to the news feed this year. They streamlined looks to the news feed quite some time ago this year. All these changes I'm talking about are this year. They began showing more timely posts in favor of older posts that had been shared over and over and over again. You were more likely to start seeing newer posts than the older ones. They'd stop showing as many of the memes as they once did. I remember I used to open my Facebook page, and it was just filled with these kind of weird, fun, interesting, strange photos, and that's just not the case any longer. Just a few months ago, they announced that text posts posts that were only text were going to get a lot less visibility than photos. Native links, this is one that I'm still kind of up in the air with. Native links may now, or possibly may not, that's something we're working on, may be the way to go. And native links are when you post a link to somebody's website, you know how very often a little photo will go ahead and pop up with a snippet of text from their site? That's called a native link, and we think those may actually be weighing in heavier than anything else Facebook is using right now. Of course, for the small business owner, that means you better make sure your website's been optimized. You better make sure it's been set up correctly, because we post, sometimes we'll post on a site and you'll put in the link, and for everything you post from their site, all it does is pull in the company's logo, or all it does is pull in a little snippet of text, and there are no photos there. For a business owner, that means you need to make sure that your website's looking good and it's been created correctly, so it's pulling good photos, different photos for each of your blog posts. So there's a lot to take into account there. We know photo and video are getting more visibility than text posts. Everything gets more visibility than text posts, but the native links may actually be even getting more. That's one of the things we're going to be testing in this experiment to see if we can see a definitive tie between the native links and engagement versus photos or videos and engagement. Last week, they did the newsfeed again to allow users to see every week. You can see on your profile now. You will be able to. Maybe everyone may not have this yet, Dory, but you will be able to see on your profile a list of the pages you've seen most often, the business pages you've seen most often that week. And you'll have the opportunity to unfollow them right there. If they've been posting too much or promoting too much or just putting out boring and annoying content, you're going to get a really quick way to get rid of those pages. So this is causing a lot of concern. All of these changes collectively, we've talked about it before, have caused a lot of concern for small business owners. It's going to be time. You've got to stop phoning it in. People who sit down for 2 and 3 weeks at a time and or a week at a time or even a few days at a time and just schedule all their posts out from Hootsuite or on the Facebook scheduler, they just schedule them out and they don't, or heaven forbid, I know people, there are apps that you can actually, I shouldn't say heaven forbid because we have used them, but you want to be very strategic about how you use them. There are apps you can get to ping out posts from your phone. Some of those can be quite good. But the problem is that most small business owners were exhausted. We're already doing 50 different jobs, and it becomes an easy way, a thing on your task list. And I know we've mentioned that before. It becomes a thing on your task list to post that day, and they fling something out without putting a lot of thought and effort into it. That's not going to fly anymore at all. Those posts aren't going to be seen by anyone, and you're going to be wasting your time. So what I'm hoping to do in this experiment is to do some experimenting to put together a few calls to share some more specific information and to get some businesses involved in really taking control of your visibility on Facebook. I want businesses who are really interested in making a change. Now, Dory, I'm kind of pausing here. And I'm not sure. I know Dory was having a few technical problems. I don't know if she wants to go ahead and tell you who our sponsors are.
I'm right here.
And if not, that's okay. Okay. I'll keep talking.
No. I'm here. Dory. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. There is still a little slight, sorry, I apologize for the little slight echo that's going on behind when I speak, not when Janice does. That's why I'm staying silent. But I want to say thank you to Leslie Joselle from Order Out of Chaos. And I advise you to go to her website, Order OO Chaos, for her award-winning academic planner and help your students stay on time, on track, and on task. And she specializes in students that are suffering from ADHD and executive functioning disorder and things that hinder them in being able to keep to their schedules. And so, again, Order Out of Chaos, OrderOOChaos.com. And you can find all of our mompreneur sponsors on our website at wordofmomradio.com. And I'm going back over to Janice. Oh, wait. Our call-in number is 646-595-3163. Make sure you hit the number 1 so we know that you want to speak, because we have a caller here in the 231 area code, but I'm not sure if you want to be on air with us or if you're just listening. So hit the number 1 if you want to talk to us. And, yes, she does. So, Janice, do you mind if I bring in a caller?
Bring him in.
All righty. Here we go.
Hello, live caller.
Hi, this is Dory and Janice.
Hi, Dory and Janice. My name's Teresa Chase. And I just tuned into your how are you doing? Hopefully you're staying
I'm
warm.
I'm doing great. No, I'm freezing.
In Northern Michigan, we're freezing too. And there's filthy white crap falling from the sky.
Yeah, same here. It's crazy, right?
I miss summer already. Of course, we didn't get much. Anyway, I am a writer-producer. And I'm doing a lot of social networking to contact investors and distributors and people we need. And I'm getting a lot of positive feedback. So I guess my question is how can I do better? We're on Facebook, we're on LinkedIn, we're on Slated, we're on Twitter. I try to post at least once a week. When things start happening, I do post more often. I've got an active blog.
Can you share your Facebook page with me?
TeresaChase.com. Well, it's Teresa Chase, C-H-A-Z-E, Charles Henry Adam Zebra Edward.
Okay.
And our projects, Horses and Heroes, and Never Can Say Goodbye are listed. The company is listed on Facebook. It's Cosmos Productions, LLC.
And that's actually where they are on Facebook. They're under Cosmos Productions.
Well, they've had their individual page, and they are also under Cosmos Productions.
Okay. So which page have you – is it your actual engagement that you're getting a lot of great feedback on, or is it what you're doing overall?
Overall.
Okay. Okay.
So how
does your engagement look on each site?
I heard you talking about checking your private page. I went over and I wasn't able to find where you were looking at. But the activity on the other pages, when I post, it goes up. But when I don't, it flatlines.
Right. You know, there was a statistic I read not too long ago. I've actually read it a couple of times this year, that about 90% of people online are lurkers. They don't necessarily engage. Social media
right.
is used for a lot of things, and that includes research and looking. So even if they're not commenting, that doesn't mean nobody's looking.
Right.
It just means nobody's engaging yet. So, yeah,
right.
I can certainly see when you're posting, engagement goes up, and when you stop, it goes down. I would have to look at your pages and see. The first place I always start is the back end of the page, the About section. You know, is it filled with good keyword-rich content telling about the company, about who they are and what they do and why they do it? Or this morning I looked at a page and it had one sentence up, and there's so much more room. You really want to make the best use of that About section, because it helps you get found in Facebook search engine. So you want to make sure you take advantage of that, and make sure you have links to all those other networking sites there in the About section on Facebook. You want to make sure that your photo and video, we know, are getting a lot of great engagement.
Right.
So you want to make sure you're posting as much of that quality style content as you can. Specific recommendations, I always make recommendations specific to each individual pages. I encourage you to look in the back end of your insights, the analytics.
Right.
Take a look at the types of the posts that have gotten you the most engagement. What did people like? What were they clicking on? What were they sharing?
Okay.
That can give you some great information about the types of content you should put out going forward. Insights Well, also, you can look and find out when your audience is actually online on Facebook in particular. So, you know, it may be best for you to post at 9 o'clock at night or at 3 p.m.
Yeah.
in the afternoon.
Yeah.
You can actually tell. Have you been trying any of those methods, or were you familiar with them?
I wasn't familiar with them. You know, with the insights, you get general information.
Mm-hmm. You can go into the insights. I'm pulling up mine because Facebook makes so many changes. I can no longer memorize which click to do where. On the page, go to your insights at the top.
Okay.
The first place you'll come to is, let's see, go
page
to
likes.
Post.
Page
likes. Page likes for your content.
Okay.
That shows you the likes. Just shows you the actual likes on your page. What I like to
okay.
go to is actually where it says post.
Okay.
And you see a nice big graph there, and
yes.
you can choose different days of the week, and you can tell by that graph what time people are actually there to look at your posts and when they're not.
Oh.
Choose a time when the graph's towards the top, and you want to post at that time.
Okay.
You'll get
okay.
more engagement that way.
Okay.
Scroll
okay.
down on that very same page, and it changes for each day of the week. You know, play around, scroll back and forth,
right.
change the days. Now, typically it doesn't change drastically, although sometimes it does, but just take a look. If you scroll down, you'll also get a list of all the posts you've made on this, and you
right.
can actually click
right.
on engagement there and choose if you want to sort it by likes, comments, and shares or just post clicks. And
okay.
you can see which of your posts got the most engagement. And that will give you some
okay.
really good insights into what your audience wants to talk about, what they want to see from you.
Okay.
And I always recommend a variety of content. You know, don't just make it the same type of post all the time. Ask questions,
right.
put up polls, share great information. Actually ask people to engage. Now, there was a time when on Facebook you saw a lot of, click if you agree, or share this post. And then
right.
Facebook started kind of punishing people for that. I say
right.
kind of. They said they weren't, but we saw a decrease in engagement. We didn't think those posts were showing up any longer very well.
Right.
Right. And people stopped doing it. But it's okay sometimes to still say, you know, if you click like, you know, if you like this type of content, click the like button here and let us know. You can ask
mm-hmm.
people, what type of content would you like to see from us? Things like that will be very helpful to you.
Okay. Well,
and we'd love to have you as part of our experiment, too.
Okay. I would love that.
Mm-hmm. Great.
One of the things that I've been doing is every time we get a new cast member,
you know,
like
what?
When Sally Kirk...
Teresa, I'm actually going to interrupt you just because we only have 11 minutes left. So
okay.
I want to make sure that everybody knows how to get involved in this experiment.
Okay.
Is that okay, Janice?
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know what? If you'd like to read a little bit about the experiment and sign up to get involved in it, and again, it's completely free. It's just strictly for helping everybody do a little bit better on Facebook. You can go over to my latest blog post, and it's bizmsolutions.com. Go to my blog, and it is the latest post. You can read about the experiment, and there's actually an opt-in there. Put in your name and email address, and I will notify you when we're going to have a few calls, and I'm going to be sharing
okay.
more information about what we see is working, what's not working, and then, Teresa, you and I will be talking again a little more about the specific pages that you're looking at right now.
Okay. I also have a Blog Talk Radio show, so I know my phone number came up in the queue. You're welcome to use it.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you
great.
So much.
Pardon?
I'm going to send it over to Janice.
Great. Thanks,
Teresa. Thanks so much. What's your show here on Blog Talk?
It's called Until You Walk the Path, You Don't Know Where It Goes. And I'm always looking for guests.
I like that. I like that name. That's phenomenal. I'm on board with that.
So,
that's so funny. That's kind of my Facebook post this morning.
Well, you know, it's until you go there, you don't know. And so many people keep doing the same thing, expecting different results. And isn't that the definition of insanity? So
actually, it is.
So if you've got the courage to to go the untraveled path, you find what you need.
That's fabulous.
Well,
actually,
Teresa, we'll have to bring you back.
Yeah.
Okay. I have to bring you back as a guest here. But thank you so much for calling in. I'll make sure that Janice gets your phone number. Welcome to the experiment. All of you out there, we want you. We want you. We really do. We're going to be pushing this because it's just a way. We're out there. You're spending your time doing this. So let's spend our time wisely, you know. We can't get that back. We can't get back
exactly.
time.
Exactly. You got to put some thought into this, and there's no sense in wasting your time. It's better not to do it than to simply waste your time.
Exactly.
Well, you know, Janice, you've done plenty of those shows. Do it right or don't do it at all. You know what I'm finding? It's really interesting because I make sure every day I schedule out. I have my morning schedule post on our Word of Mom page every day. This post is now starting to reach again. I would reach 800-900 people. It went from 900 to 3 in a day when all of the algorithms and things changed. I am now finding that we're going back up into the hundreds. Consistency
Absolutely.
Matters.
It
yes.
does. It does. Yes. Consistency and quality. And quality is what so many page owners are really missing. And, you know, we've talked about so much of this before. Their social media becomes a check mark on a task list. Okay, made my Facebook post. Okay, made my Twitter post. And they forget that all those numbers out there, those followers, those friends, those connections, those are real, actual, live people. And they're paying attention to what you're doing. You can't just fling junk at them and expect great responses. You can't use social media like your own personal billboard. This is not strictly an advertising channel. You've got to get out there. You've got to meet people. You've got to be social. And you do have to make changes. That's just business. You can't keep doing the same thing all the time and expect different results. I made a post on Facebook yesterday. It's a little cartoon, and it says just a group of people sitting around a board table, and they say, what if we don't change at all and something magical just happens? That would be great. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. And it's time to change again. And you might as well have some fun with it. Have fun with a group of people who, you know, I'm a firm believer in walking the talk. I don't consider myself a social media guru. I am not somebody, not that all gurus do this, but I know there are some out there who they just keep every year sharing the same information over and over again, resting on their laurels and just relying on the fact that people are going to keep paying them. Hoping that people will keep paying them. And that's not how you build a successful business. I am out there every day. I have a team here. I have a sizable team here, and I have a business. We've been in business for many, many years doing social media strategies. But every day I roll up my sleeves, and I go out there, and you will find me online. It is a rare day that you don't find me, at least for a few minutes, somewhere. Those posts are me. That voice is me. If somebody thanks you, if you retweet me or you comment on my Facebook post and someone says thank you, that's me. That's nobody but me. And it helps me understand what's really happening out there and to stay ahead of the game and to make the changes. And Dory will tell you, if I don't know what's going to work, I'm happy to say I'm not sure yet, but I'm going to go find out. I'm going to go experiment. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go test some things out. And then I will come back and I will have answers for you. And I'm famous for doing that. One of my clients told me he loved me because I made all the mistakes before he had to.
That's exactly right. So, Janice, how does everybody join in on this experiment? How do we let people know, or how do they let us know that they're in?
You know, what I've asked in that blog post, I put up the blog post and I gave some directions. The blog post is called No Engagement on Facebook, Try This Experiment. I talk a little bit about the experiment, and I ask that you come to my Facebook page and like my page. It's facebook.com/BizMSolutions. Leave me a comment. Let me know you want to be a part of the experiment. put your page name right there, because I want to like your page back. We all became very close friends during the last experiment, and I want that to happen again. So leave your page over there on mine. Share with me that you want to be a part of the experiment. If you would like to receive email notifications, I recommend you do this. On my blog post, you'll see a place to put your first name and your email address, and I will be sending out, as we collect information, as we get information in about what's working, what's not working, as I have additional recommendations for you, I'll be sharing some of those things via email, and I'll be notifying you via email when we get together. We'll have a few group calls and just talk about what's happening on Facebook, the changes, and we'll have a first call here shortly to talk about how to get you started. The calls will be recorded, so if you join today, great. But you know what? If you are listening to the archives and next month you join, you decide, oh, my gosh, that sounds wonderful. Did I miss it? No, you didn't miss it. Go right ahead. Leave me a comment. I think the last time our experiment ran, like, 9 months, we just kept going and going and bringing in great information and sharing that information in an open environment where everyone can feel free to ask questions and learn. So come to my Facebook page, leave me a comment, tell me you want to join, leave your Facebook page link, and then opt in there on my blog at bizmsolutions.com/blog. That'll take you directly to my blog. And come to the post, no engagement on Facebook, try this experiment. You'll get all the directions, everything I've shared with you right there in that blog post.
Excellent. It's also up on our Word of Mom site, and the same features are there and functions of emailing and joining. So wherever you go, just get involved in this, because I can speak from experience. Together we're strongest, just like Amy Hilbrick Davis says, and the reality is if we all work together, we can make our pages get the engagement again. And just don't forget, you know, when somebody likes your page, and I hear people say this all the time, all they do is like what I'm doing. They like my post. That's their hello. That's the start of that conversation. You have to thank them back. People don't do it. People just go, oh, you know, they just liked it, so I'm not going to say anything. That's why they stop liking you, because you're not responding.
That's exactly right. You know, it's all the equivalent. You know, bring it into real life. If, you know, I walk up to Dory on the street and I say hi to her and she just turns her back on me and walks away, how am I going to feel about Dory? Truly. I mean, and that's what page owners are doing. When people like and comment and you never respond, you're posting from your mobile device. You got your posts out this week and you haven't gone back to that page physically. And to see if anybody's commenting or if anybody's liking, it's just incredible. Something like 71% of comments go ignored by businesses online. It's just absolutely incredible what's happening out there. And it's better to post less and do less. But what you do, you need to do it well, you know. If you can only post 3 times a week, then only post 3 times a week, but make it 3 great posts 3 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really make it, and be there. Post and be there. Be there, checking on your page. So if somebody likes or comments, you can be there to thank them and keep that relationship going. Don't just walk off and ignore people. That certainly never works on Facebook. It didn't work 2 years ago when we ran the experiment, and I guarantee you it is not going to work today. Here's the one constant in all of this. Those people, those likes on your page, go right now while you're listening to my voice. I want you to open up your Facebook page. Those likes that you see on that page, every one of them are real people. I hope, unless you paid for likes, in which case, that's a whole other show. That's a whole other show. Please don't pay for likes. Those are all real people, and they click that like button for a reason. Your job is to find out why and give it to them. Okay? Maybe they wanted to support you. Maybe they're researching. Maybe they just wanted some information. Maybe they just liked what you had to say. It's okay if they don't stand on their head and post videos of themselves on your page and comment on everything you do. They're still out there, and they're still real live people, and you need to remember that. If you remember that as a business owner, if you remember that as a marketer, and you treat them like real live people, you are going to get what you came to get. And I say it like that because we are all doing this for a variety of different reasons. Some people will need the likes.
For those of you listening, for those of you listening live, we're going into archives, so it's going to keep on going, and you can hear the full thing when you pull up the archive. So just keep going, Janice. Just wanted to let people know.
Well, I'm closing it down. I just I need to stress that, because as we go into this experiment, there are some things I am going to off the bat recommend for you. I am automatically going to recommend some things. And creativity is going to be at the forefront now, because this can't be a check mark on your task list. It's not going to work that way. And if that's all you're willing to do, then this experiment isn't for you. We're really going to dig in, and I will be looking at individual pages and making some recommendations and sharing those pages with the Facebook owners, the business owners who are involved in this experiment. We're all going to be in this together, and creativity is going to be at the forefront. The only constant in this world is change. Well, that's true. I don't like it. You don't like it. But it's the reality, and if you want to stay in business, you're going to have to participate. So I've opened the experiment. I hope you'll all consider joining me. If you listen to the show today, join me. If you listen to the show in 6 months, join me. If you listen to the show next year, ask about it, because I'm sure there will be a version 3 of this Facebook experiment. And the reason I opened version 2 is because I've had so many people saying, hey, we haven't done this in so long. Can we do another experiment? And that's why we're opening it again. So I encourage you all to join me. Let's get in there and let's make some changes in our businesses for 2015.
And you know what? For those of you who already like Janice's page and have already liked Word of Mom Radio, make sure you just leave us the comment that you're in. You know, because a lot of people that have been in
Absolutely.
This experiment before are going to want to join in again. So this is
Absolutely.
Not for people who haven't been involved. If anything, you've already been there. You know what this will do for you. So get your friends.
That's right. And come on, let's do this together. Leave a comment on my Facebook page. Let me know you want in. Leave me a link to your page, because I'm going to come over personally and like all the page links you put on there. If you have 3 pages, you want to get them all involved, leave me the link to all 3 of those pages. That's fabulous. I'll be coming. You'll see me on your page.
Well, I'm excited. I'm excited for this new experiment. I'm excited for the people who are going to join in with us. Please, again, I'm so sorry if there is a slight echo when you hear this, or hopefully I'm the only one who is.
Hopefully. I don't hear it. You sound good to me.
All right. Well, anything else you want to share, Janice, before we close out?
That's all, folks.
Awesome. That was great.
Oh, you have no idea how much I've always wanted to say that. No one has ever given me the opening before.
I think you should end your show like that every time.
Oh, my gosh. I might do it, Dory. That just might be my, what do they call it? It's not a tagline. It's a closing line.
Your signature close. You know, that's your signature close. That's
Ladies
all,
and gentlemen.
Folks.
I am just as crazy as you are. I am just as overwhelmed as you are. I am just as exhausted as you are. And you know what? I bring in business all the time from this stuff. Come join me. Just come on. Come join me.
I'm serious. Join Janice. Anytime anybody says to me, do you know how to do such and such? I'm like, yeah, because of Janice Clark. And if I don't know how to do it, it's because Janice hasn't done a show on it yet. So that's what that boils down to. So I really do encourage you. Make sure, if you, like I said, if you already like our pages, then just leave the comment that you want to be in, you know, that you're in. And we'll get out all the call information. I'll tag people again like I did. I never tag people in posts, but I tagged people like crazy that I knew had business pages. Because, like, let's go. Let's all get in here, ladies and gentlemen. You know, this is an equal opportunity
right.
experiment.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Oh, I had plenty of men on the last experiment. Oh, absolutely.
I know. All right. Well, Janice, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, Dory. Great chatting with you. I'll talk to you again in a few weeks.
I know. That'll actually be December.
I know. Oh,
how bizarre is that?
Oh.